Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Yes, Kenya, it's 11224.
Thank you, and could I please have your first and last name?
My name is Malke, M-A-L-K-E. The last name is Weiss, W-E-I-S-Z, Sam Zebra.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
3724 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like, let me get it pulled up. That was on February 16th. You were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real food to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Right, but I never applied for that.
Okay, and let me see. And so you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win that Dyson?
No.
Okay. Well, let me see. Well, it looks like when that order was placed, it did go through as a non-fraudulent charge. So with it going through as a non-fraudulent charge, it is a valid charge.
But if it wasn't done by me, so I don't know. Or I did not apply for any food, any of those things that you said at the beginning.
Okay. And let me see. So the only thing that we could do as far as this is get it canceled. Looks like it's already been canceled on the 27th.
But I would like to have the money back. I did not apply for that. I was supposed to get a credit back on that.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. The most that we can do is get it canceled, unfortunately. With whomever signed up for this agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge.
But I got no emails on it. I got no emails after it. I got no food things. I got no anything. I canceled it, and I was supposed to get a credit back on that. There's nothing to do. It's not right. And then I'm getting, you should know, I got another charge on my credit card this month from the same company, and they said they're crediting me back too. I don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, I can get you connected with our fraud for further assistance since you haven't placed the order.
Who would I speak to get this credit back for the $59? I don't want this charge. It's ridiculous.
Right, yes, ma'am. I can't say. I can just get you connected with them.
And they'll take it off? Or they're the ones to speak to?
Well, the only reason that I was saying that I can get you connected is because that you stated that you did not place the order. So that means it is not fraud. That means it is fraud, I'm sorry, which is why I was saying that I could get you connected with them. But I can't say as to what they'll do because
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and let me see. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you connected now.
Thank you.
Bear with me a few quick moments. I'm sorry about that delay. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Thank you.
Okay, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.